UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I feel like it was longer than that.
It may have been.
Save that for the mixtape.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Mitch, would you write us? Would you write? Oh, boy.
And Perrin Johnson.
I hope Corona sticks around for a while.
So. On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
That's why I brought up, what is Bashir still a sex symbol or sex idol? I want to know if people
Which one was he? A sex symbol or an idol?
An idol.
I don't know. Did he mean the same thing? I have no idea.
I don't know. I think they do. They might be synonyms. Boy, I screwed that up to cinnamon. All right, one more hour to go. You know what it is. It's a take. It's a Friday. It's ESPN 680 1057 437 9680 is the UPS jobs text line. A texter does say my mom's friend had a kid in 2009 and named him Cal after John Calipari was hired at Kentucky. Shout out for that. Perrin Johnson hanging out with us. Mitchell Hannigan producing the effort as we broadcast live from the Papa John's studios. What is Mitchell? I always love checking in. I checked in during the break, and of course, Perrin's got all sorts of elaborate plans this weekend. What does Mitchell Hannigan have to do this weekend?
You know, absolutely.
As we limp to the finish line here and get to the mixtape,
I want to go out and do something. I just don't know what I want to do yet. So.
What does Mitch do for fun?
You play video games, go out, hang with friends.
Are you? Why don't you call Coop up, see what Coop's doing? You know he's hitting up Gersel's or something this weekend.
I ran into Coop on Wednesday.
Did you really? Where at?
I was at Drake's.
I was going to say Tin Roof, Drake's, and Gersel's were going to be the big three.
I was craving a buffalo chicken quesadilla. And then, like, this little light-skinned dude comes over with a mini fro, and I was like, oh, crap, it's Coop.
Did he talk to you?
He was like, PJ, what's up? He pulled up in a big SUV. He had the Cadillac Escalade.
He's turning into Turtle every day.
The Escalade truck. I was like, okay, Coop.
Wait, he was driving an Escalade?
He pulled up. I didn't think it was his until he hit the button, Andy. And then the car locked. I was like, ruh-roh.
Wait a minute. How did we get all the way to 503 on Friday?
Man, Andy, you
need to report live like the reporters at WDRB reporting live at the protest.
Yeah.
I need an impromptu Facebook Live, IG Live, whatever it is. Perrin Johnson from ESPN Louisville live at Drake's, where Cooper Hassan just pulled up in a Cadillac Escalade.
He had the four-door with the bed in the back. I said, is that Coop? He had the Escalade truck. I said, that's Coop. He said, PJ, what up? I said, oh.
Look how angry Mitch is right now, and he should
I'm
be.
I'm shocked.
I'm not shocked. He's finagled he's finagled it. You know what he's done here.
I said, Coop, what's going on? He goes, nothing much. You know, just about to grab some lunch. You know, chill. Some low key. No. You know, Coop always, like, minimizes everything that he does. And so, like,
he wants you to ask him about it. So what you doing driving this? He wants you to ask him about it.
I didn't even bother.
Good for you.
But, I mean, I thinking back on it now, I'm like, I did low key want to be like, oh, word? That's not the Malibu.
You'll love this. So I interned with Big Easy.
Yeah.
I graduated in December. I took a semester off, and I interned with Big Easy. And one of my first days interning with Big Easy, and I didn't know him very well, was he was like, hey, go get something. I think it was go get something out of my car. And this was down, oh, goodness. You know where the Omni is now.
Yeah.
What's that building? The Landmark building that's really close to it across the street? Well, there's a building, there's buildings across the street from where the Omni is. And this is many years ago. It was like 2000, like.
5 maybe, that all this was happening. And Easy goes, oh, I have the white car out there. And I look outside. He's like, that's my car out there. And I look like 4 or 5 times, and this is just a, you know, a crappy studio, you know, radio, and I don't know this guy.
Yeah.
And I keep looking out there, and I look back at him, and he can see that I'm confused. And he goes, yeah, that's my Escalade. I go, that's not just a white car. That's an Escalade.
Right.
Don't say, oh, that's my white car out there. Get out of here. It's like, oh, that's my red car out there. And then you look out there. No, it's the Corvette. Come on. So you saw your boy Coop. He had he was all swagged out in the big Escalade. God bless him. Yes. And I mean that.
Yeah, I'm actually going to, with my buddy to Nashville.
When?
On the 20th.
What's open in Nashville? Do we know? Everything?
Virtually everything, but is returning his Rolls Royce Ghost, and he's thinking about getting out another one. So I think we're going to make a weekend out of it.
Good.
I need to find friends like this.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I mean, all my friends are getting married and being boring. Like,
yeah, see, Mitch is in a bad spot right now.
How old are you, Mitch?
24.
He's in a spot where he's getting that first wave. You know, friends that get married way too early.
Then they get divorced at 28.
Yeah, he's in that first wave of his buddies getting married.
I don't have one single. I have one single friend.
But it'll be great because you'll have all these suits now that you never were going to buy because you're going to be like in the wedding. You got to go to the wedding.
Oof.
And it's not. What's worst? When you have your friend that gets married early, and then you see them later, and everybody knows they're getting divorced, and you got to see them out somewhere, you're like, hey, what's going on? Oh, you know, just working, man. Just working. Just working, man. Staying busy. Oh, yeah. That's good. That's good. So, like, you going to make me ask you about this? Everybody knows. Don't make me ask you. Just go ahead and come forth with the information.
Is Cooper driving a nicer car than Cade Cunningham is?
No.
I might go yes.
I'm going to say no.
Oh, goodness. Texter, how did Perrin bury the lead like this? Do we have video? No, I wish we did. Texter said, Mitch says he hangs out with his friends, not Coop. Texter says Coop got that bag. Texter says 4, 3, 7, 9, 6. I'm not going to read that one. That's pretty good, though. No, it's not bad. It's just... it's one of those. It's just on the edge. Texter Patino got that Cooper bag. Yeah. Or would it be the other way? The Coop got the Patino bag. I mean, he's got... I feel like I know exactly how he has that car, but I don't want to blow up his spot. But that's fine. Texter says, if a dog is named after Donovan McNabb, it has to be fat. I don't know if that's the case. Texter, Sean Connery's best movie was The Rock. I don't know if I ever saw that,
to be quite
honest. I did
like a lot of the Highlander stuff. The Highlander stuff was pretty good. Remember he did the Highlander
stuff? Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah. I don't know what his
Bond
best stuff
was good. He did Entrapment with Catherine Zeta-Jones. That
good. Oh, yeah, yeah. Mitch, do you know who Catherine Zeta-Jones is?
Yeah.
Do you know who Michael Douglas is?
Yes, Wall Street.
Oh, okay, okay. Look at you. Throwback.
Not sure he knows who Zeta-Jones is. I'm not totally sold on
that. I honestly can't think. All right, so this is how I know Catherine Zeta-Jones. I can't name a movie she's in. I just know that she plays the wife in Michael Scott's the movie.
Michael Scar.
Yeah, the Michael Scar movie. Michael Scar's wife.
Oh, goodness. Do you ever watch The Office?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Goodness. What a Threat Level Midnight.
Yes, that's it.
Threat Level Midnight.
I'm trying to
love that's exactly what you know.
That's how I know Catherine Zeta-Jones.
what did the Texas say?
Patino's bag empties pretty quick.
Man, zingers. Jesus, leave my man alone. Leave my man alone. Let him live. He with the New York. He's doing his thing. Let him live.
Oh, is he in New York right now?
He won't be there till July 1st. He is in Miami as of today.
Mark Ennis says the Oklahoma State player should refuse to play this season. What do you think of that?
That sounds good, but come on, Mark.
Yeah. You know what? It does sound good. It does sound good. Yeah. But Texter, all Cooper's money is now paying for the lease.
Oh, y'all killing him. They're trying to save my man's carport. Leave my man alone, man. Let my man live a little.
Oh, Texter is the Escalade Ryan McMahon's. We knew where this was going. We knew where it was going. By the way, we did the story. I remember we did this story 2 Fridays ago, Mitch, when we were leaning to the finish line on a Friday. That, like, Strebel had nothing. Like, he had given, like, he was done. He was just sitting back drinking, like, a Bush Light. Like, he was done. Like, he had no cares in the world. He had, like, a Bahama shirt, a Bahama Mama.
Tommy Bahama shirt.
Yeah, but it was a Kohl's version, so it was Sonoma.
He sold me.
It was No, it was. It was Sonoma. And I remember thinking, damn, we got like 8 minutes here. Instead of just playing sound because we're getting ready to do a segment where we only play sound. I need. Oh, goodness. What were we just talking about?
Ryan McMahon.
Ryan McMahon's new agency that he signed with.
Mm-hmm.
It has like a Twitter following of like, it was like 80 people or something like
that.
I can't wait
to see Ryan like playing overseas and his highlights of him just like dribbling through everybody and like getting in the lane and finishing. Because you know that's what's going to happen. And then Louisville fans are going to be mad as God knows
how
what.
How dare he?
Like the same thing with Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell, he doesn't play a ton of point. He plays like four games. And oh, he should have played him at point the whole damn time.
Remember, he's got to come back for one more year to play point guard. Like, yeah. Yeah. Texas says McMahon told Coop to stay in the parking lot and watch the car. That's why he saw Perrin.
Man, they covered that Coop, man.
Oh, yeah. Texter, did Coop also meet Kenny Johnson at Bader's while he's at it?
Damn. Hey, I'll tell you what. I don't know. Hey, you can go look at Ryan McMahon's like Instagram, and you can go look at Odell Beckham's Instagram. You could almost make the comparison that they both – I think Ryan McMahon spends more time on a yacht than Odell Beckham does. I mean, Ryan McMahon's on a yacht like he's just over there. I'm like, man.
God bless him, man.
Are you a ball player or a model?
Dude,
What's going on?
I tell you what, I sound musty, but growing up now, kids that grow up now have to watch all these people live, and sometimes they are elaborate lives, but sometimes they're just fake, and it's like social media, and you can make social media, you can make it look like your life is great when it's not, okay? Right. It can all be fabricated. It can all be a lie. It can all be a sham. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm watching all these people, like, way younger than me. Like, Stillman Stillman's out on a boat every weekend. He's part of a boat club. Like, what are we doing? What am I doing right now? I'm 35. I need to be part of a boat club.
But I'm not going to lie to you about Jared. Like, Jared oppresses me because, like, if Jared was in any other city, he'd probably do the same thing. But it's amazing how he gets to that point, and he's always in those situations.
Well, he's also the 11th wheel.
He is.
And there's five girls and five guys, and then there's him.
No, hey, him, there's two guys.
That's going to be Mitch, by the way.
There's two guys that I've never seen friend zone more in my life. One is Jared. I never see it. I just hear about it. I'm like, damn, Jared's always in the friend zone. And then Coop's always in the friend zone.
He's laying haymakers right now as Perrin. Wow.
I'm being honest.
Do we want to hear Dominique Yates's video with Mark Stoops at the rally today, at the protest today in Lexington?
I think people are...
You're looking at me like you don't want to hear that.
Because I don't.
Well, good.
And the reason why
that means we're gonna play it then.
Okay,
it's not that long. It's only 20 seconds
okay,
long.
Do it then.
All right, this is from Dominique's Dimes. I say that because I forgot his name again. Dominique Yates of the Courier Journal.
Generally speaking, for 7 years, I play things pretty tight to the vest on issues, but not on this issue. Everybody has to get off the sideline and get in the game and be part of the solution. And that's just a fact. That's the way it is. And Black Lives Matter, and they matter to me a great deal.
Well, there we go. Why is Perrin looking at me right now?
I don't know.
He's staring at me, Mitch.
No, I don't mind the video. I just like I feel like after like him saying that, I feel like he should drive off in like his truck and then like just turn on some Jeezy and go home. Like, I mean, I don't know.
Kentucky's been I think Kentucky's been, you know, very much on the, I won't say the forefront, but I think they've done a fine job. You had the 5-minute video or whatever it was for Mitch Barnhart. Mark Stoops pretty much immediately had a statement. Calipari, I think, and I don't know for certain that Calipari is going to do something next week. I don't know that for certain, but I think Kentucky's done a fine job with that. I don't want to get into rating who has done a good job and a bad job. Obviously, we know there are several organizations that have done a bad job. There's several organizations that haven't said or done much of anything. Drew Brees, obviously, I mean, he stepped in it. Holy cow. Were you shocked a little bit how many people, I mean, the main players in the Saints organization went after him.
That's
in a locker room. That's a quarterback.
The first thing, it was kind of like, because nothing surprises me anymore, because like there's just everybody, social media allows you to see so much and do so much and so forth. But it was like Cam Jordan was like, I got to talk to Drew first. Michael Thomas, I was like, wow. And then, but Malcolm Jenkins, with the bleep you.
Yeah.
That was like.
Well, Ed Reed went in on him. Marcus Colston went in. Michael Thomas. Alvin Kamara. Alvin Kamara was strong against Drew. Like, Drew Brees was like, damn, I've just been saying the same BS I've been saying for 3-4 years, and it didn't work this time. It's always worked, and I just said the exact same thing that I always say, and oops, this time it didn't work.
Because it's no longer that thing of, like, I understand where you're coming from. I think people, you know.
It's not listening.
It's not listening. So, like you said, but, like, the thing about it is I think it's just funny for me when people say stuff like they don't want violence, which I understand, and I don't want violence either. They don't want looting, and I don't want looting either. But at the same time, when people are kneeling, you don't
want
to hear.
You don't want that.
You don't
either.
Want it. You want people kneeling.
That's why the NFL's full of bleep. When they say, you know, we stand behind whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like, no, you don't, dude. You've had 4 years to correct your wrong, and you never did it once until you were forced to do PR now.
Yes.
And that's all that it is.
And so, like, and then I'm not, and there's a lot of details to this, and you can fall on whatever the side of the coin you want to. That's why America's the greatest country in the world. You can all have an opinion, and that's why America's great. But at the same time, I think what people have to understand is you can if you can only take so many things for so long. And when you do all the things, when you march and you sing and we do the whole kumbaya and we shall not be moved like a tree from the water we were placed here, blah, 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 and that's not getting anybody's attention, then what do you expect somebody to do? You know, if I was to keep on hitting you every day, Andy, at some point you're going to get tired of me hitting you and you're going to hit me back.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, you're not going to keep asking me to stop.
We waited to 5:17 to make Mitch uncomfortable by talking about it. No, listen.
Are you sure? I feel like we've been doing that for a while.
I mean, listen, I'm with you. It's just at this point, it's passing the stupid test. Someone like Drew Brees couldn't even pass the stupid test. I mean, that's what it is at this point. It's just it's not being able. You can read a defense, you can't read the room, and that seems to be a bigger problem.
And that's my whole thing. Like, you know, I thought, I've always held him in a high regard. I've always thought he was a great guy, and you know, he's doing the Wrangler commercials. He replaced Brett Favre, and he's doing the Wrangler commercials, doing his thing and whatnot. And you know, but New Orleans itself, the city itself, if you've ever been there, it's a large amount of African American people in New Orleans. So
my wife would move there tomorrow.
So I just don't understand how you could be so in touch and doing so many community things in that city and be so out of touch at the same time.
Yeah.
It's
absolutely.
It's truly remarkable. That's the main thing for me.
By the way, in the last 10 minutes or so, the NBA Players Association, the player reps have approved the NBA's 22-team format to complete the 2019-2020 season. So there you go. I mean, that is something that is not shocking as baseball continues to go backwards. The NBA is one of those that continues to go forwards. Just a quick, reminder, the mixtape's coming up here. We'll take a break here in just a couple minutes. Just things that we have talked about, the Oklahoma State situation. You can go back to hour number one. We talked the better part of hour number one. We talked to Mike DeCourcy at 4 o'clock. We don't have the bonus hour. I mean, we could throw that over on 93.9 if we don't have anything because Oklahoma State gets a one-year postseason ban along with a bunch of other punishments. It just has to, and we had Mike DeCourcy on. It has to make you think that U of L get ready for one, and it just makes you think, good God, Kansas and LSU and Will Wade and Arizona and Shawn Miller and Louisville with what happened here. I mean, I think there's a chance that some of these schools I don't have a great opinion on NC State. That was Mark Gottfried and Dennis Smith Jr. But, I mean, if you tell me that some of these big-time schools, Louisville, Kansas, Arizona, Will Wade, I mean, he's brought them, you know, that's a top 10 recruiting class this year with all of this going on. And eventually, sooner rather than later, they also will receive a notice of allegation. It just makes me... It makes me worry that we need to be talking about 2 years of a postseason ban and probably at least 3 years of losing three scholarships and probably at least 3-4 years or so of probation and everything else. It does seem that the NCAA is going to use that hammer. They are going to use that hammer of a postseason ban. And I found it interesting. You can go back at on the podcast. DeCourcy's not in love with the people that make up the IARP. And so those were things that we talked about today. And Perrin, who knows what Cade Cunningham does? I mean, who the hell knows? I'd love to see him become a free agent. That would be awesome.
I would love to see Cade Cunningham go ahead and sign a G League. I mean, there's no – I mean, go ahead.
But for college basketball purposes, imagine him saying, oh, I'm going to transfer. Imagine what that would do. I mean, it'd be Duke, Kentucky. Everyone would be lined up.
Yes, they would.
At the door. Every big-time school would be lined up. It'd be unbelievable.
You know, there's been a lot said about kids, you know, kids should – players should go to HBCUs because everything going on. They should go to historical black colleges. Wouldn't it be crazy if he went somewhere like Howard or somewhere like North Carolina Upstate? Or like Morehouse and played.
Yeah, there was there was a big time player recently who had a school like that, like in his final like couple. Had like the hat on the table. I can't remember who it was. God, I can't remember. But it was a basketball player. I can't remember.
What would it be like? Could you imagine if the top 50 kids in the country started going to like Alabama A&M?
Well, you tried to make
or
Mitch,
Prairie View
Mitch,
A&M.
What do you think of that? What do you think of that?
I'm fine with it. I'm a mid-major guy anyway, so I would love to see it, college basketball's top talent at mid-majors.
But could you imagine, like, the top talent in the country and, like, the SWAC is no longer on ESPNU and they're playing, like, primetime on ABC?
I'm fine with it.
No, I mean, I don't think anybody would be upset with it. And, like, Kentucky's got a guy like, you know, I don't know, somebody that's good but just not the typical Kentucky guy.
Oh, sure. You know, one thing we never got to, and this is my fault, and this is what I was going to get with Perrin about this segment. And I was the whole time I was sitting there going, damn, there's something that we had set up that we were going to hit on, and that is CBS Sports has David Johnson in their latest mock draft at number 10. So there you go. There you go. We will keep that segment for next week, Mitch. You like how I did that? So there you go. You got it. You got anything for that? No, it's fine. You don't have to.
He dropped it in there.
Yeah, you don't have to. Yeah. By the way, our small commentary on the Saints and Drew Brees with the text line. It just
are they a little aggressive?
It's heavy content on a Friday. Let's take a break, Mitch. Are you ready? Let's do this. Let's take a break. On the other end, the mixtape. It's coming your way here on ESPN 680.
Keep it locked on the take with Andy Sweeney.
Well, I mean, one way to find out is if we try it, Drew. Happy Father's Day, by the way. I hope it went well, sir.
And Perrin Johnson.
Father's Day?
Yesterday. Hope you had a good Father's Day.
It was Mother's
Day. Oh, I'm sorry, Mother's Day. Sorry. We have Mother's Day. Sorry about that.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
We love the Father's Day clip around here. I was wondering if it was going to make an appearance. Rear its ugly head. He's Perrin Johnson. I'm Andy Sweeney. Mitchell Hannigan hanging out with you. Hey, reminder, thinking of lunch, dinner this weekend, Bear Nose by the bridge, all the Bear Nose locations, they got you covered. They're also now delivering alcohol. We've been telling you about that ever since quarantine started. You can carry out delivery at home, support local businesses, and right now, dining rooms are open for about half the locations, and many of the Bear Nose locations have outdoor seating, such as a New Albany location and Bear Nose by the Bay. Now, listen closely. Here's where the dining rooms are open, along with carryout and delivery. So the dining rooms are open. Bear Nose by the Bridge, that's downtown. Bear Nose by the Bay, Limestone Bay, Bear Nose 502, and the J-Town location in southern Indiana, Jeffersonville, New Albany, and Floyd's Knobs. The Bear Nose locations that are curbside and carryout only and delivery, no dine-in at Bowman Field, Okolona, Middletown, Westport Road, Fern Creek, Dixie Highway, and Shepherdsville. But they delivered some lunch today to the studios. Always appreciate that. It is Bear Nose, and thank you to George, Bear Nose by the Bridge, and all the Bear Nose locations around Kentucky and southern Indiana. We need to get going. Are you ready for this, Perrin?
I'm always ready. The mixtape's always the best
thing. All right, 32 minutes or so of sound. Mitch is ready, and it starts right now on ESPN 680.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
Mixtape.
Damn it!
And behind the board, it's
Mitchell Hannigan.
By the way, Mitch, you're being crushed for the dead air during the break. I mean, you're being called Nick Valvano. You're being absolutely crushed. All right. Make up for it now. Our first sound on the mixtape on this Friday.
When do you decide that you need a pleasure shower?
It depends on what you've been doing. Right. You know, it's like medication.
I should not have said that way, but yeah, you get the point.
Maybe. Me saying anything about it is like the dopes who go with thoughts and prayers after gun violence. It is meaningless. what people say is meaningless. The one take I'll give you off the top, and then I really probably will move on, is the, oh, we got to call out those who aren't speaking up. Why? What is speaking up going to do? I mean, I'm sorry. I just said, immediately you get political. I compared to the gun stuff. Oh. I mean, could it just be a worse freaking open to the show?
He drowned immediately that day. Let's go.
My wife likes crispy bacon, so.
Does she?
She does. She likes all her food well done. It's awful.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
She's a meat eater, right?
Not really. She can go without meat. She could go vegetarian, I think.
You know what? I apologize, Stream.
That's not your fault.
I feel like I did that on purpose.
I walked right into it, though.
I posed it that way, hoping you would say something.
Yeah, I walked right into it.
Did you save that, Mitch? Did you save it?
I like to not even wipe the sweat off. Like, I like to get in just like, ugh.
What is he talking about?
I have no idea what the hell Steve Rummage is talking about. I have no idea the context there. It's the mixtape on ESPN 680-1057.
Yeah, no, I'm in complete agreement. I mean, it's open. Like, we always talk about, like, Maben and everything being around here. It's like we grew up just, like, idolizing the guy. And now he just comes around here and spewing his nonsense to us about something that we just said in the throwaway line on Sunday. And he'll bust my chops. He'll send me a text like, what were you thinking saying that? And I love that. I mean, that's great. That's the great relationship that you can have from this.
Oh, sucking up to Maben is one Phil Baker. Wow.
What about Georgia? Does Georgia still play in the Georgia Dome? Or are they knocked that down completely?
Right?
I'm just making sure. I'm just double checking. I can't remember if they knocked down the Georgia Dome or not.
They play in Athens, Georgia, between the hedges.
Nope.
Georgia?
Nope.
The Georgia Bulldogs at Sanford Stadium between the hedges. That is not an outdoor stadium process.
I'm not
a Georgia Dome no longer exists.
I never claimed to be a savant of college football. I'm just trying to ask the questions. Okay? I'm not claiming to be anything. I'm just asking questions. I'm wondering these things. Okay? It's good to ask questions and learn things. I thought I could learn. Instead, you mock me about it. You go to hell.
You didn't know that the University of Georgia plays at an outdoor stadium? Have you never watched college football?
I'm the diehard college football fan.
I mean, Blankenmaker is breathing deeply here. Oh, wow.
I'm trying. Woo. Really hard.
Yeah, people make mistakes.
The Georgia Dome no longer exists, first of all.
Yeah, I thought they knocked it down.
Let me guess. Were you thinking of Georgia Tech?
Yeah, but also not in the Georgia Dome.
But is that what you were thinking
of
not in Atlanta?
Yes.
Oh,
process. They also play outside.
Okay. Not in the Georgia
I made a mistake.
Some
it's okay. It's not a big deal. That's fine.
I'm just heartbroken, and I hope for better things, but if y'all are regular listeners to this show, you know I operate from a place of pessimism, and I call it Reality Check Radio, and sometimes it's just an excuse to be, a pessimist. And
prayers to the Unsold family.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard, Wes Unsell passed away. I don't know how long ago, but God, that
we're going
sucks.
Off of Cart Chronicles reporting.
Right. And like I said,
that's only funny because Brian Hall was giving Mike Rutherford credit for reporting that when obviously he didn't report that.
Shoots up in your eye and burns your eye. Last night, was you, me, the AG, and. And neighbor Josh was here for a little bit, and now you're back this morning, and one of your beer cans is still here. Actually, I didn't throw that away.
AG, something in my eye. The neighbor was over there. What's going on at the beer house?
Who the hell's Josh?
Sad news being reported by Card Chronicles. Mike Rutherford saying former Louisville star Wes Unseld has passed away this morning.
Oh, man, that might. Boy. Is Bashir still a sex idol? Yes, they play well into the mid-third quarter.
And then,
with poor little, they always have like a, when Penix, is it Penix or Penix?
It is Penix.
I was going to make the joke, then I realized I did the joke.
You did the joke.
I was going to make the joke, and then I fell right into doing the joke.
I did like 6 years I did pre- and post-game shows, and then Jurich just bought John Ramsey a radio show.
Yeah, I was about to say, you took my joke. I was waiting for you guys to finish there, and I was going to say, it has happened one other time.
It's
and I was just going to, that's exactly what I was going to say. Damn you, Ennis.
That was good.
It was.
Texas says, once again, Struble going full honk. UK fans would give anything to be able to claim a Heisman winner, two BCS Bowls. Oh, BCS Bowl around. Two BCS Bowl wins. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
And a win over Florida.
Boy, I mean, I forgot that. Again, I'm reminded of the pantheon of University of Louisville football accolades. I mean, again, you know, you talk about Ohio State or Clemson or Alabama or USC or Notre Dame. You know, you got to put Louisville right there. I mean, God, they had one Sugar Bowl and one Orange Bowl and one Heisman Trophy. Congratulations. I forgot. I mean, I'm sorry that you – I keep forgetting that you all are on the Mount Rushmore of college football. Louisville football, 2-10, that no big deal there. I mean, you had a scumbag run your program, not once but twice. You have all this addition built onto your stadium, and you can't fill it up. But I forgot how respected Louisville football is nationally. I know when Scott Satterfield talks, everyone listens, because when Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban and Dabo and Lincoln Jimbo Riley, those guys talk, everyone listens. Same thing with Satterfield. I mean, you got to stop the press as Satterfield's talking. Everybody, Dan Woken and all the rest of the big writers as Satterfield's talking, they got to be at that press conference. I forgot that Louisville football is just awesome, and you're right. Those two bowl games and that one Heisman, it puts you right up there with the legends. I'm sorry. Woo! And then why some bum-ass team like Kentucky whipping you 2 out of 3 years? If y'all are so great and you've got all these accolades, why is my bum team sticking it in your face every single year, kicking your ass? What's that all about? Explain that to me. If y'all are Alabama of the ACC, not even Clemson's Alabama of the ACC, that's Louisville and Satterfield Lombardi. I apologize. You're right, Texter. Louisville football in the pantheon of greats, you're at the top.
That was gold. That might have been his best thing ever.
Oh, you just tee him up and let him go. Keep him coming on the mixtape. It's the Take on ESPN 680.
I had a segment that I was going to put together. And
is this the whale penis segment that you were thinking about doing again?
No, I haven't found a sponsor yet for that.
What about Arkansas?
Yeah, Or does Arkansas play Little Rock? I don't know.
No.
One game a year.
But that's not where the campus is. So Arkansas, no, nothing ring a bell.
I have no idea. I don't know.
How about Ole Miss?
I don't know.
Oxford.
I don't know. His answer, not good for sports radio. I don't know process. Come on. That's your guy, Barron. That's your guy.
All right. Okay. Auburn's.
Auburn.
Be tricky.
Isn't. I don't know. All I know is the Tumor Oak Trees, War Eagle. I don't know where they play.
They play in Auburn.
Damn it! Ah, I knew it was Auburn. I was like, it's too easy. That's too obvious.
Oh, that's so great.
But nope. Yeah, that weight game was literally while I was asleep last year. So.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh my gosh, Dave.
Dude, don't apologize. I laugh at it every time. That was during my nap.
I felt so terrible.
Why? I missed like four of the best games of the year. It was in the middle of October.
Well, at least you got to watch them eventually. I don't even know what to say.
Oh, Patty Ice.
I feel so bad.
Dude, don't. I wasn't trying to make you feel bad.
I should have known that and... Like, oh, man.
Don't feel bad. I wasn't trying to make you feel bad.
I feel pretty terrible, Dave Skoll. But anyways, let's talk about something other than the Wake Forest football game.
Yeah.
Wow.
There is no hitting the hole quick.
Whoa.
Wow. Yeah,
that's great size.
Whoa.
I didn't realize he was that undersized. I'm sure the texts we're getting is starting to be.
No, Andy just texted me.
Uh-oh.
Pat Haymaker. I really wasn't trying to make you feel bad.
I feel terrible. Absolute terrible, Dave Skoll.
You know I laugh about this. It's really not a big deal, buddy.
Yes, but as soon as you started to ask me about the game, I was like, oh, God. I hope that wasn't when he was asleep. And, like, I'm referring to a game that he probably didn't watch live.
I saw your face.
I was like, oh, God, what am I doing? I should have known this. I apologize, Dave Skoll.
Keep them coming, Mitch. Texas says, will caller Emily be there to put the lotion on?
No, my wife will put the lotion on my back. Thank you. It's a thankless job.
You have a hairy back too, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's disgusting.
Would
she video that for us?
Probably.
Would she video? That's all I want
next week.
Yeah.
Keep them coming. It's ESPN 680-1057.
Nuance, right? That's what the Midday Rush is known for, is it not? When you tune into the Midday Rush, it's nuance and perspective and reality check radio.
He's addicted to that reality check radio, man.
Attack Mark Blankenbaker on Twitter, people.
Well,
attack him.
Here's the thing, and that's fine. You can attack me. I'll take that out.
On Twitter, by the way. I'm done. The things that are getting people in trouble, I don't know the rules. I'm announcing my retirement from Twitter again. I don't know the rules. And I don't know the rules. That's all I'm going to say, because I might say something that I don't know the rules on.
Maybe
they're going to get me
rules.
Fired. So I'm done. I'm checking out. I'll figure out how to log out this morning and be done, because the things that are getting people in trouble, it always goes back to you can only get fired, not get hired. The people that have changed the rules on that, I'm done. Goodbye. Goodbye, everybody. Yeah. Goodbye. I may tweet. I may tweet that. That may be my last tweet.
Maybe.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You guys know this. I'd love to come strong.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, Locke.
Role model.
Oh, that's role model. R-O-W. Country. Play that again.
Role model.
Text line. I'm not going to lie. I was just listening to... Should I read this? I thought Louisville football picked up an Asian recruit, T. Will's son.
Wow.
Should I have not read that? Was that bad? Probably should have.
I thought that was funny. It was funny.
I mean, I probably shouldn't have read that. I don't know. Golly.
It's too late now.
Iowa State. It's a little tougher one.
Des Moines.
No.
Ames.
Yep.
It's close.
Where is Kansas State process?
Kansas State? No,
I can get that one.
All I know about Kansas is Topeka. I don't know any other cities in Kansas.
He knows nothing. Ignorance is bliss.
Or we could talk about my guy, Christopher Mack. Just out here doing his thing.
The last thing in the world you want to hear is a privileged white dude talking about race relations.
He's
this
got
is
a
not
point.
A show that's going to cover race relations or protests or the riots beyond just a very, minimum required, because you don't care what a privileged white dude has to say. And it,
oh, goodness.
Again, some of these texts get into race relation issues, and this is not the show for that. This is not the show you come to for race relation discussion. I'm not the source for that.
Thank you, Locke. We thought that you were.
But I love how he's like, I'm not touching that.
Every single day.
I'm not touching
every
that.
Every single day he said it multiple times.
I respect
Good job,
that.
Mitch.
I'm not touching that.
Keep them coming here. It's The Take. We do this every Friday. It's the mixtape. It's Goofy. We do it the final part of the show. It's ESPN 680-1057. Someone with that D on their chest.
Yeah, so they're sitting on the sidelines during the game.
Save that, Mitch. A D on their chest. Save that for the mixtape. You understand? I pop up. He comes in front of me. That's an odd way to say it. It's the only way I can see him in front of me.
Right.
Carolyn McClain, 23 minutes ago on Facebook. Locke, are you ready for this?
Boy.
Yeah, you're scared. I'm just going to read the first three words. Are you ready? Dear white people.
Oh, no, it did not say that. Please tell me it did not say that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, no, it didn't. Oh, Andy. Oh, boy.
Bobby Pettifer Jr. Bobby Pettifer Jr., kid.
Who you love.
Who I love. And I have the tweet from 2 months ago where I was like, dude, this kid's really good. Kind of hope Louisville goes after him or gets him, because there was talk that Louisville called him. And immediately I watch all the film,
You guys love that. You watch all the film. Keep them coming, Mitch.
What about LSU, the reigning national champs? Where do they play?
Death Valley.
Okay. What's the name of the city?
City.
I don't know.
Baton Rouge. Yeah.
Okay. I should have known that.
All right. Can't process name where Missouri is.
I don't know.
What was the question? Sorry, I'm cutting.
Where's
cutting
the University
some stuff
of Missouri?
Where's the University of Missouri? I don't know. Jefferson City?
Jefferson City. Mitch, did you guys ever have smoke-offs in Callaway County? Like where people would try to smoke cigarettes as quick as humanly possible? I have seen that one time in my
life. Not as quick as possible, but like how many can you do in a day? Save that.
I feel like it was longer than that.
It may
you
have
can
been.
Save that for the mixtape.
And actually, I think this 2020 season is going to look a lot like last year, where the real big jump is going to happen in 2021. And I think we could win 7 or 8 games. You know, that's where I see us. If we win 9, I think it's absolute miracle.
Mark Blankenbaker not believing in Scott Satterfield is one of the most shocking things sports-wise of the week. Keep them coming on ESPN 680 1057.
Of all the games and months I had to bring up, it had to be the one that you were in a coma.
Oh, there were several that I was in a coma for. But,
I mean, like, that's the thing here. And also, in the break, Mitchell Hannigan's like, oh, that was so bad. I'm like, okay, bro. Like, if you were talking about it on the air with Biscuit, like, you would remember the exact dates. Okay, you're full of bleep. Shut the bleep up.
Oh, wow.
An aggressive
Patty Ice.
Aggressive Patty Ice.
Some people send even 4 to the glass because they have a dynamo on defense.
Right.
You can figure up. I had to dump that. Forgive
me. Gotcha,
I
get Pete comfortable sometimes.
Sorry. So you can play defense. You can strap up. You're a great athlete. Sorry. I'll speak a little freely there. Forgive me, people. But had to dump that. Great. Thank God for the dump button.
But it felt like they stuck the whole damn thing in there.
I don't know. I see Scott Satterfield making pancakes and sausage for his wife on Mother's Day. I can see him doing that.
That Scott Satterfield is what he said there on ESPN Louisville. Keep him coming on the mixtape.
Again, the number of people who think there's like some gotcha moment to Zach, my guy Zach McCray, gotcha. It's like, it's called nuance. It's called two levels. It's called short-term, long-term. It's called micro-macro. It's called Reality Check Radio. It's what you get here on the Midday Rush.
Boy, that's a top 5 one for the week. It's called macro. It's called micro. Oh, good God.
Do appreciate your indulgence and having some fun as, again, we try and bring you a respite from the anxiety and seriousness of the rest of the world. It'd be a lot easier for us to provide that respite if there was actually sports going on, but there are not, so we're muddling through. Now, I also believe there's a great service to the community to give you a way to get away from the anxiety and the turmoil, and that's my goal for this show. I appreciate you hanging around and you joining us here in again, weird, crazy, troubled, turbulent times for the United States of America. And this show, like it or not, every show has a philosophy. Mine's very clear. It is intended to be an escape from those times. It is a stick to sports type of show. If you feel like it is ridiculous, how do you not do a show today and address what's going on? I don't begrudge you having that opinion. I'm just telling you that this is not the show for you.
I love him backtracking on this stuff. Keep him coming.
My pledge to you is obviously to not do politics on this show, to not do COVID-19 because it's a respite from that anxiety, to not do race relations because that's the last thing you want to hear about is some privileged white dude telling you what he thinks. But I have always held firm to the belief that there should be a respite. There should be a place to get away from the serious and get into the trivial, and that's what this show has been. I've made it my goal during the COVID-19 crisis and then the same thing today. But my goal for this show has been to give you a respite from that type of conversation.
There's 20 of them. I don't know why. We're going to miss him next week. What do we do? What do we do? Keep him coming.
If we're 2 weeks from now and there's no story about a massive spike due to the protests, then, I mean, sorry, I don't do politics often. The governor should apologize profusely for and every decision he's made has been flawed. Because
it's a hot
you
take.
Know what? I'm yes. just, I don't do COVID talk, so go to another show for that. But we'll see.
He got going, we'll though.
Yeah, he started the car and then immediately put the brakes on.
First off, let me go by, if you're worried about his star rating, look, Jody, I apologize. You can, we can talk later. But Evan Daniels has said, I don't, Cardinal Authority. Check out Jody's stuff. Sorry. Yeah, well worth the money.
That got uncomfortable real quick.
It really did. Right now, Mark Ennis has Tom Allen, the UK football coach, on. All okay. I want for Locke is I want his daughters to bury him again in the sand. And then I want someone to urinate on his head sticking
like
out of
dog.
The sand. Like a dog just, like a rabid dog just walks by and just, and then they go, what's the, and Locke's like, what's the name of the dog? Cal.
Cal.
Cal. Cal just Cal. Urinated on Locke.
Yeah.
That's what I want. All I. That's Cal. All I want.
That's cool.
If you're a grown man taking a 20-minute shower, you're in there playing with your twig giggleberry. Telling you. Like, I haven't taken a 20-minute shower since I was like 12 years old, or learning about girls and having the hormones, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like a 3-4-minute shower guy anymore, you know. But
I bet.
When I was like 12 or 13, man, soap was very promiscuous, and she had a freaky system and conditioning.
Man, Benji, wow.
Did you just say it's been hard for 15 months?
I'll stick with my battery-powered blowers and my battery-powered hedge trimmer.
Listen, you gotta know what's right for you, man. And if that's,
I do.
I mean, all your battery-powered toys are probably doing well right now.
So. They are.
Not even going to say what I'm thinking.
Well, everyone's thinking the exact same thing. Keep them coming here on the mixtape at ESPN 680 1057.
When he started pumping, I mean, you knew you were in trouble. You knew you were going to get out finished.
Man.
L's up, baby.
L's up. Yep. We now know what to get excited about. The whole conversation last summer was, what are we getting excited about with this guy? Oh, we're going to love him up. So I was like, God, give me something. Sell me on something. Scott, we're going to love him up, Satterfield. And then you watch him play and go, damn, this guy's good.
Yeah.
You know, they're doing things out there. All right, what city does Texas A&M play in? I'm going to go down the SEC teams.
Dude, are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah. You have to identify the city.
Not city.
You don't have to name the stadium because that can be
and
hard.
We can see him, so he's not Googling. Where does Texas A&M, what city?
Dude, I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, it'd be College Station.
What is College Station?
What is College Station? Also, one of the better sentences of the week here.
No chance you get South Carolina, is there? They don't play in Hilton Head. You can rule that one out.
I'd assume they wouldn't. I mean, it's all old white people in Hilton Head. I can't imagine they would, you know. Anyway, no, I have no idea where South Carolina plays.
Columbia. Be the capital, I believe, of South Carolina.
We're going to the ACC teams in the 9 o'clock.
Jesus, God in heaven.
How about Vanderbilt?
Isn't Vanderbilt the city? I don't know.
Oh.
I have no idea.
Stop it.
I don't know.
Stop it. Stop it.
No, I have no idea.
They play in Vanderbilt, Tennessee.
I have no flipping clue, dude.
Well, clearly, Process is not a big college football fan.
No, I'm not, but I never said I was. I never was like, yeah, go Cards. Woo, college football. I don't even have a college football team. It's like the
clearly,
one sport I don't have a team for.
They're in Nashville.
Shocking. Okay.
Oh, Vanderbilt, Tennessee. Come on, Process.
He's long.
You just make bacon for your wife.
Yeah, I'm going to make a red snapper. I'm going to grill that up.
Oh, wow. Strebel, wow.
Texas says Strebel prefers instant poison to instant poison his children over the long con of cancer.
No, it's not.
Wow.
He doesn't swallow the soap, but it's not like soap is poison. You've never gotten soap in your mouth when you're in the shower and accidentally maybe swallowed some shampoo or something like that. Did you die? Did you immediately die? No, you didn't. And it's not like some danger, like everyone, it's not like eating Tide Pods. It's like automatically, immediately detrimental to your health. Soap is not. He doesn't eat the soap. Shut up.
Tex, are things going to work out for James on vacation this week?
That fingers are crossed.
Oh, Vince, Tyree. Please, oh, please just let us have football.
Taylor Lynch, ladies and gentlemen. Keep them coming.
You really need a couple of ball handlers.
Oh,
I had one useful hole.
Oh, they basically ask someone who's fairly young, who's never done it before, who they think will have to say yes. And that was me.
What would your role on the Playboy channel be? Would you be the host?
They don't go hardcore. And by the way, we're not going to go very deep on this
topic. And how would you know this?
That is because everybody knows who goes hardcore and who doesn't. And Playboy Channel is softcore. In every adult film, there's always like the nerd who's not involved in the action but just is used to advance the plot. That would be me.
The nerd usually gets laid in some of those. You're watching the wrong films, man. I mean, that's depressing.
He's like, you know, he's the guy that's married to the wife, but he's not paying attention to her, and then he leaves to go run an errand, and the plumber shows up. Like, you know, there's always that guy that it just exists to advance the plot, but not to get
it. I believe there's a term for that guy.
Oh, boy.
Oh. All right, moving on.
Oh, wow. Nick Valvano and Lachlan McClain, ladies and gentlemen. Keep them coming on ESPN 680.
No licking on the cheeks. None of her uncle trying to kiss me on my lips. We're golden.
Whatever the generation is before
Biscuit
that.
Biscuit is Chris Berman. That hurts my feelings. But anyway.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
Go ahead.
Stop.
That's going on the mixtape. I just want a rejoin of Patty doing that for 30 seconds.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than the Jack Off 9000.
What is that?
Mark all that for
yeah,
the mixtape.
It
might be Jack Hawk instead of what I just said, so there's that as well.
Yeah, maybe.
What's he saying? What is Pat trying to say?
If I was watching a television, you know, they're all covering it. And by the way, Spectrum News 1 gave you great coverage as well, just not live, because that's not our model. But the coverage was outstanding, comprehensive, and fair, and objective, and great. But it wasn't live, and that's fine.
Free plug.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
I'm sure Greg Fisher is going to his pressers are normally at 4 o'clock. But, you know, again, it depends. I know we've started to carry those. Here we go. Nick's second reference. You know what? I won't even say. We started to carry those on the other employer that I have. We've been carrying Fisher press conferences live if you want to get that stuff straight from the source. But I'm not going to tell you who that other employer is. You just have to figure it out on your
own.
For
God's sake, just say it.
Nope. You bitter. Bitter.
I would agree to it, and it's been hard for 15 months.
How many cities in Louisiana can you really name?
That's such a great there's like such three. A great idea.
Yeah, Shreveport, Shreveport, New Orleans, and Baton Rouge. Those are the three.
What would be number four?
Shreveport. Shreveport.
Shreveport.
The one we just said.
At least I know the name.
But
Mitch.
I'm officially a Twitter quitter again. I just deactivated the account just now. I'm going to get fired because I don't know the rules. I don't know the rules right now, so I'm out.
And maybe
I'll be back in a month. I don't know, but it's too hot right now. I have the wrong stroke of a keyboard. Could cost me way too much, and it ain't worth it.
It's a loaded gun.
Plus,
right?
I don't like your people out on there in Twitter. I hate them all anyway. Yeah. I mean, I really do. Other than you and people I work with, I basically hate all the fake accounts on Twitter, a bunch of jerks anyway. So
you can keep your little incognito account.
Oh, yeah. I've still got that
so you
super
can continue
burner.
To read and
the super
and,
burner.
You know,
yeah,
be
the super
up to date
burner.
On what's going on.
Yes, I'll get the information what's out there.
Oh, Mitch, I know we have so many. The best ones. Let's go. We got a few minutes here. Keep them coming. It's the mixtape on ESPN Louisville.
I don't know. That's not the mandate of Spectrum News 1. It never has been, and we've been extraordinarily successful not chasing car crashes and shootings and breaking news. And so there will be complete coverage of the protests, and there has been all morning on Spectrum News 1, and there will continue to be calm, rational, objective analysis of what's going on in our city and our state. But no, that's not the model, and the model that we have is working great.
I love the model being we're not giving you breaking news.
Kissimmee, Florida, or something like that.
Kissimmee?
No.
Is it Kissimmee?
Kissimmee? Yeah.
I am a heterosexual male, and that's what I do on IG, but life goes on. Moving on. Mark the hell out of that. Well, I can't really decide if racism is bad.
Oh,
big God. Transition in my life as I grew up as a 2%er. I'm against racism, I'll tell you that much. Perhaps I'll put a statement out. He says I'm tight!
Oh, Lord.
You know, you have them, you paid for them at one point, you might as well show them off.
Oh.
What are we... Save that for the next
I was about
game.
To say, I was like...
Exactly. Yeah.
Andy got frozen on, like, a pitch there. I was like, that was right down Broadway, and Andy just took it.
Texting the AG, which, by the way, says anonymous. What's the AG stand for? Anonymous girlfriend. Says to lay out and stare at the AG in a bathing suit. Okay, that too.
Props.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
Props.
Not the worst thing in the world.
Process props.
Hey, 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 props.
All right, that is going to wrap it up. I appreciate Nick's good work. I appreciate him lining up the guest host for next week. I appreciate if you guys continue to listen, but think good thoughts and root for good weather for me and safe travels as I drive down to Florida. We'll be keeping on top of things and things of that nature. But again, I'm always grateful for the opportunity to talk sports with you guys and everyone who gives me even just a minute or two of your time. I'm grateful for it.
I can't believe it. Couple more minutes here, Mitch. Let's go.
And this is a question, and this is for Sweeney for later conversation. Who has more personal care products, Blankenbaker soap or Lock hair color?
Oh,
there. Oh,
Twitter.
That there sounds goes. Like a Fan Outfitters Twitter poll question. A little bit later.
No question. I'm taking Lock in the over.
Dave Baker.
Lock in the over. I love their little feud.
Chris Mack's done it L's again. Up. We're going to get the dopey, uh-oh, L's up, eye emoji yep. tweet with Carlton doing the Carlton. And everyone's going to say, oh, Chris Mack did it again. Oh, this guy's going to fit perfectly. I'll quit screaming.
No,
this
fine.
Guy's going to fit perfectly into the system. Where's he ranked? 158th in the country. 158. The number 27th ranked point guard in the country, all according to 247. I just want to know. When y'all going to give your boy Mac a little heat? When's he going to get a little heat? When? This is two classes down a row where he's getting complete bottom-tier dudes. I mean, this dude's a three-star burgeoning on possibly a two-star.
Oh, so where are we at here, Mitch? We got to get out of here. Inside Churchill yeah. Downs is coming up. Darren Rogers loves this segment, so if we go another minute or two here, I'm sure he'll be okay.
Yeah, we just play a couple more.
Okay, you good? All right, well, let's go. A couple more here on the mixtape. It's ESPN 680 105.7.
Recruits like Bobby Pettiford, Chris Mack's not getting it done. We've had this conversation, but, you know, audience turns over. I'll just say again, Indiana used to be relevant. Indiana is no longer relevant. I think you need a coach who is dynamic to make you relevant again. Nick is back at our original, soon-to-be-expanded studios, by the way. We are just growing and thriving, and the numbers and the ratings, if you're an advertiser, and I know it's tough times, and I know there's many of you who can't, find the additional income, but this is the time to take advantage of reaching people
that
as
email.
Our economy starts to reopen.
Give that email.
And the radio programming at the ESPN Louisville family with 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville is absolutely thriving. And if you have a way to reach an audience as this economy starts to slowly come back, hopefully, go ahead. I mean, drop me an email. I can get you in touch with people, and it's an affordable way to create a partnership to grow your business, because certainly our business is growing. But if you want to, lock@ESPNLouisville.com, and I can forward you to the right folk.
I love that soundbite. That's so inside baseball. Couple more.
Cautioning myself to get too optimistic about what Carleek Jones can bring. I think he can be good. I think Johnson can be good. I think Carleek Jones can be good. I think Samuel Williamson can be good. I think Malik Williams can be good. I think they got like four players who, like, those guys can be good, and I wouldn't put it past one of those four, or maybe multiple, to make a huge jump and to be an all-ACC caliber player.
Oh, God. Is this the last one coming up, Mitch? All right, last one. Perrin, anything you want to say to get out of here? Thanks a lot for hanging out with us.
Shout out to Locke for all the great stuff.
Oh, I mean, he provides. I don't know what the hell we're doing next week, Mitch. Good luck. Last one. We're back at it on Monday.
Last one for you, JoJo, and I appreciate the time.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.